Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Welcome to Cocktails with Queens. I am back with my girls. Let me introduce them. First, we have Miss Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl? Oh, you're on mute. I think you're on mute.
Oh, hey, girl, hey.
What's up, girl? Next, we have you too. What's up, Lisa Ray? What's up, girl?
Girl, I'm home. I'm glad to see you guys. It's Monday. Let's talk what we do.
Let's get it. And last but not least, we've got Selena Johnson. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'?
I'm in your city.
I know.
Listen, I'm tired of coming to Atlanta and not seeing you. I'm tired.
If somebody could take my kids and my husband and throw them away, I'd be all right. If somebody would have been able to twist KJ's hair today and pack all my bags and get me ready for Vegas tomorrow.
That's right. How long will you be in Vegas?
A week.
Ooh.
Fun.
I know, right? That sounds like we can stop and have a little lunch date or something.
Tempted.
Part of it is like other business stuff, press. And then it's my best friend's birthday, Sheena. So she's coming with me. So I'm doing stuff for her as well. And then it's a show with Genuine, Change of Face. It's like an R&B explosion. Drew Hill.
Okay. And she froze on us.
Well, she froze up. Okay. Well, while we're waiting for Selena to unfreeze, we're going to talk about this show. We're going to have a fun show tonight. And later on in the show, we're catching up with the actor Jalen Hall, one of the stars of the new film, Teal. And so that is going to be a conversation you do not want to miss. Queens, ladies, what are y'all sipping on? Lisa Ray, what you drinking on?
Here, girl. Let me slide on over here out of frame real quick and get it. I got the tea. You know, here's my thing. I always not collect these like cute little, you know, mugs. Let's see what they say. You're on mute. That was Viv. That's for you, babes.
Okay, I'm back because clearly the people didn't want me. Just kick me out of the world.
Hilarious. Selena, what you drinking on tonight? You drinking tonight?
It's a mystery drink. It's in this cup. And so I don't know. It's some type of concoction that my assistant put together is something that young people drink. So I'm just going to drink it and see what it takes.
Young people.
Okay. And last but not least, Vivica, what you sipping on? Some hot wine?
I got my Jesus juice tonight, as usual, and frog gloves to help us get through this show. Yes, Jesus.
Okay.
I still can't drink any alcohol. I'm so sad.
Why?
I'm on antibiotics because I had surgery and I had a dental implant put in last week.
Girl, antibiotics, they never had to stop me from having to drink. I just mix it with more water.
Hell no.
Well, that's your advice as my friend, my sister girlfriend? That's
absolutely. I still am here looking happy and healthy, aren't I? Just drink a little extra water. Put some lemon in it. That'll help it all be fine.
Balance out, huh?
Uh-huh. Knock it all out.
Man, black people in our science.
It's crazy. But I'm going to try that.
it hurts.
It sounds like it tastes good.
I'm on pain meds too, so that's kind of like my drink.
You paid that part. Yeah.
So I'm not feeling that bad. So, all right.
Glad your mouth isn't swollen because normally when you have that kind of surgery,
You still look beautiful.
Thank you. I'm here in Atlanta. I'm filming this movie called Marriage Mansion. It's a lot of fun. I'm trying to see Selena, but we both busy and we can't connect. But, you know, we're going to plan a trip again. We need another trip with the girls. That's I think we might need to crash a Vegas trip. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I am honey. So tired of traveling. I'm not going to even get
Let me tell you. Me too, child.
Yeah.
Me
too. Yeah, I have a me week this week, and I'm doing just me. So we can do that assignment next week.
All right, we're going to get to it real, real soon. All right, ladies, let's get to the show. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize to the fans in advance that we have to talk about Kanye because we are a trending show, and whatever's trending, we got to talk about. And this is something that we got to discuss. Now, Kanye is trending yet again, and this time for telling the host of Drink Champs that he believes George Floyd died because of fentanyl. He said they took him with the fentanyl. If you look, the guy's knee wasn't even on his neck like that. Vivica, I want to start with you. What are your thoughts on Kanye's new controversial statement?
Well, he's definitely just trying to be trigger happy. You know, he's doing absolutely desperate means call for desperate times. This to me, I thought that, you know, he had went to a low lap last time with the you know, White Lives Matter thing that he did. But this for me, I hope George Floyd's family goes after him for defamation of character. We have got to cancel him. And I know we do not try to be in a cancel culture, but we've got to hit him in his pockets now, because he obviously does not care about the African-American culture. He obviously does not care about being a Black man for one of the most ridiculous, awful things that we as a country and the world witnessed for 9 minutes to see George Floyd murdered in front of us, for him to make light of it. I found it to be disgusting, absolutely unacceptable, for him to say some BS about George Floyd was praying for 8 minutes. Yo, Kanye, F you. And I mean that with everything inside of me. George Floyd was murdered in front of all of us. I'm tired of saying pray for him. Get his meds. That, done. I'm so done.
I want to piggyback off of your message telling Kanye to F you. I, too, would like to tell Kanye West F you all the way. F you all the way. You're picking up all the talking points of white supremacists. First, you said slavery was a choice. Then you slandered Harriet Tubman. Then you said, well, the White Lives Matter t-shirt. Now you're jumping on board with these racist white people saying, oh, the cop didn't do nothing to him. He died of fentanyl. It was proven in a court of law. And for them to put a police officer in jail, under the jail, they'd have to have an overwhelming amount of evidence.
He got convicted of murder.
And the fact that you are letting Candace Owens be your puppet master and let you do the dirty work for her, and your dumb ass just bought the Parler app, right? The new app that Donald Trump was trying to put his hate stuff on there. Guess who's the CEO of Parler?
Who?
Candace Owens' husband. So you dumb ass, you fell right into the trap. You fell right into it, and you're making everybody but your people rich right now. And I'm sick of you. Selena, what say you?
So when I first saw that he said, you know, I saw him on Drink Champs and I saw the statement about George Floyd. First of all, that's too far. You went too far. But then, like, see, I get to thinking about, like, does he remember that when we were enslaved and coming over on those boats, that they actually used to eat us? Like, does he remember stuff like that? Does he remember, like, us being lynched and burned and watched? You know, does he remember the numerous amount of court cases where Black men and women were convicted falsely and put in jail? It's infuriating. It's disgusting. I'm disappointed in him. And you're right, Vivica, this whole meds this and the doctor this. No, you know what you're doing. And I'm so heartbroken and disappointed. And, you know, let's just pretend, even if you were right, Kanye, let's say you was telling the truth, that George, they didn't have his knee on the neck and all of that. Of all the shit, and I hate to curse, but all the shit that Black people have had to endure, and all of the court cases that we've lost, all of the men and women that have been lynched and put in jail falsely, that all the Black people that we have lost, Central Five alone, the universe owes us this type of justice anyway. So to haul off and say stuff like that is absolutely out of line, out of pocket. It's disgusting. And Lisa Ray, just because there's no words.
Here's the thing for me. You know how they say the Kardashians always ruin their men? I just don't know. I think that they really done did a whole number on them, but at least they like Black men. They for Black. You know what I mean? Kanye is acting like he's not even Black. That he don't know what the hell we went through. And when I say we have to say we, because we're talking about our family, our people, our bloodline, our community. That's us encased. So he can't separate himself from that. But you know what? I'm with both of you, Vivica, Selena, and Claudia. There's no more to add to that except this. We need to speak to his audience, that fan base, because they are the ones that keep fueling this and keeping this alive. Cut it off, mute them, turn them off, shut it down and not give him any of this attention, because obviously he is doing all of this for the attention and we're giving it to him.
I agree, Lisa.
Claudia, this is what you said. You was like, I'm sorry, we got to talk about him again. We are talking about him constantly. And so now we're falling into the trick bag of being able to give him what he wants. And we don't even
know him pockets,
right. Right.
Yeah, that to me, that will null and void.
The Jewish community is turning up. They're already banks are already turning their backs on him.
Yes.
I believe it's Chase Bank, because it was like nobody in bash Jewish people, like just out here wilding out.
Reckless.
Gap got him in court now as well. His endorsements are going. I don't even know if he knows that matters, because he's not caring.
This ain't even Kanye. I don't know who this man is.
Can I add something to this? Because I heard allegedly that when George Floyd's family threatened to sue, all of a sudden an apology comes out. So you hit them pockets. That'll stop anybody from acting a damn fool.
They should still sue.
Lee Merritt made a
great Selena.
And Lee Merritt put a post up, which we all love Lee Merritt. And he said that he's speaking with the family and they're really considering it. I'm going to say this, Black America. I'm talking to you, Black America. We are partially responsible for his constant disrespect of us. And this is why. Do you see how the LGBT plus community, they have unity? When you disrespect them, they stick together, they hit you in the pocket, and they demand you be held accountable. And I respect that. The Jewish community, they do not allow it. Oh, you want to disrespect us? Okay, we got you. We're going to go ahead and call the owner of this bank, and we're going to take care of that. We're the ones that make excuses. Oh, but his mother. Oh, but mental health. Oh, but I like his sneakers. Oh, but I like his verse on this song, Monster. And then we keep letting. But if we were to be the same way, where we collectively stop, in Black media, we are also a part of this. We have to stop doing this as well. I would like this to be our last time speaking on him until he calms the hell down. No, not even that. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. This was the last straw for me. Do you remember how we all sat in the house and watched George Floyd have the life squeezed out of him and how we all felt?
Yes. It was the worst.
It was awful.
It was unbelievable. It was
traumatizing.
Like, you know, it traumatizing. Was traumatizing.
We all have PTSD. America has PTSD from watching George Floyd
die
in front of our very own eyes.
You could not deny that. That's like one thing that I say about the beautiful thing now, why police are being held accountable for their brutality of our people, and especially our men. That camera don't lie. I don't care how you try to spin it, what happened before, what you think what drug. No, that camera don't lie, because there was no mercy whatsoever shown to George Floyd from those four men that were all justifiably convicted of his murder. So, you know, do your homework before you come for us, because that's what I want to know with Kanye. Why are you attacking your own people? That's what this George Floyd thing that he did, yo, what I'm telling you up to here.
Yeah.
It's too far.
Vivica,
you know what's interesting? Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery.
The list goes on and
also,
on.
Also in the same year, in the same era and time. Why you pick George? Why you pick George Floyd? Why? Because he had the biggest uproar? Because he had the whole country marching? Yes.
Well,
the world.
It's because he is under the spell of that witch, Candace Owens. And she put a documentary out saying the whole BLM movement was a lie. And that he's, for some reason, putting her on this pedestal where he is like worshiping this woman, which is really odd, because we wanted him to get with a Black woman, but not that one. You know,
the sellout camp of America.
And the fact that he is just up in her taint like this and doing her dirty work, and then your dumbass went and bought the app that her husband is a CEO. It's unbelievable.
Embarrassed. I'm embarrassed as a Black woman that I've worked with Kanye in this. I'm embarrassed. I feel crazy.
He's just too comfortable disrespecting Black people. He's too comfortable.
We prayed for him. We talked about the meds. You know, at this point, y'all, he don't care about us.
And that's true.
When is that going to sink in?
But here's the thing. Without us caring about him, he knows this already. But why isn't he canceled?
He comes back over here. A vessel
that they have canceled. You know what I mean? But for some reason, they're not. Because they are full of the buffoonery. They want more of the drama. That's why I said we need to talk to the audience, to the fan base, and go, what's wrong with y'all?
That's real.
He's showing us that he doesn't care about us as a fan base. He wants white people to accept him. He wants white racist people to love him. And he doesn't give a damn about our feelings collectively as a race. And it's sad, you know, Kanye, because you try to use us to be mad at Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian family. Oh, look at what she's doing to my black children and this woman and my black children. You use us and try to manipulate us and gaslight us. But really, at the end of the day, you basically told us to go F ourselves.
So let him take his ass on over there to the white folks and see what the hell they end up putting
him. Because they still don't love you.
Donald Trump already turned on him and said he's too crazy. And Tucker Carlson already turned on him. So your little masters that you deride so hard, Kanye, they're not rocking with you no more. And it won't be
long. You starting to be bad for business.
All right. Well, someone who's good for business, we are talking to coming up, Jalen Hall, one of the young, talented, amazing stars of the new film, Teal, is coming up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Tonight, we're talking to the young actor playing Emmett Teal in a new film that everyone is talking about, Teal. But first, take a look at a clip provided by the movie.
We have a really good life in Chicago, but they have a different set of rules down in Mississippi. You have to be extra careful.
I know.
Bo, be small.
Like this?
He's just going to see his cousins. Not a bad thing for him to know where he come from.
Even you left Mississippi, Mama. I don't want him seeing himself the way those people are seeing down there.
I want to talk to you about that boy.
They've come for you.
Hello?
I'm already getting emotional about this movie because we know how the story ends. Please welcome actor Jalen Hall. Jalen, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Wow. Jalen, let's just dive right in. First of all, congratulations on your starring role. And this is a very important story in our history. We were talking about Kanye West and how we kind of dismissed George Floyd's murder. Do you have an opinion on what he's saying? Because you're playing a huge figure in civil rights history, in our history, actually.
Yes. Black history. Yes, for sure. Based off the movie, I've learned a lot about, you know, Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie, but more so about, you know, the catalyst for activism that she was, you know, and that history often goes unsung. It's something that isn't taught or said enough, but it's history that inspired all those who changed our community for the better, Martin, you know, Rosa, and she isn't acknowledged a lot. And I feel like that's the sort of history that you want the world to know about. And I feel like with the new history that he's bringing upon us, it's just like very, it's setting us back. I can definitely say that, you know, because this is the type of stuff I'm exposed to. You know, this is the type of stuff, yo, Jalen, bro, did you just see what, you know, Kanye said? But it's not, yo, Jalen, bro, did you know that such and such is the reason why we can vote or the reason, you know, things like that. And I feel like, I feel like his choices are just, you know, really, have a negative impact on us as a community, and especially a younger nation, because with him being like, you know, music and his clothing, a lot of, I feel like us as a younger kids can be influenced just by, you know, the hype and like, oh, the, you know, the clothes and stuff. But I'm really hoping, I mean, I heard what y'all said about him getting better, but, you know, I just, I'm.
Jalen, at 15 years old, you're far more articulate and thoughtful than this grown man is behaving right now. And I got to give you your props. We need more people like you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, Jalen, my God. Before we talk more about the film, I want to know from you, because, you know, mostly all of us have acted before. And what was your inspiration to become an actor?
Man, so from a really young age, I just knew I was going to be on the TV. I didn't know how I was going to get into it. I didn't know if I jump into it, I'd be in the TV. But it was just like, it's always been that, you know, that childhood dream. And then when I was seven, When I was seven, I went to a performing arts training camp, and I just fell in love with like the atmosphere. Cause I'm the first in my family to ever do this, you know. Wow. So I didn't know nothing about it. I was just, you know.
And look at you now in a film, you know, with that's about an important figure in our history that you're going to be able to educate your generation about this amazing story. And starring with Whoopi Goldberg, Oscar winner. Like, we're so proud of you, young man.
Thank you so much.
Jalen, how did you feel when you found out, when you got the call back and they were like, you got the role, of Emmett Till? Like, this role you're about to do is going to go down in history.
Yes.
How did you feel when they called you and told you that you got the role?
So during the audition process, it wasn't until I think my second audition that I figured out what it was for. And then that's when that kind of, you know, that realization, because the first one, they gave me some sides from that were in the movie, but like the name was different. So I wouldn't have known, you know, what it was for. So when I figured out what it was for, it was that, like, of course, that initial setting, like, this is very crucial and important to our history, you know, our Black history. So this is something that you can't, you know, every project that I go into, I do 100%, but this is one of those things where you have to give your complete self to. So when they actually told me that I got the job, they didn't actually tell me. I thought I was going in for another callback. They were like, okay, meet here. I was remembering my lines. I was getting my notes. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Wait, man. I get in there. We're having a conversation. I was like, oh man, okay, we must be having a conversation. And then we go into, you know, reading the script. And then they're still talking. I'm like, wait, you're talking to me like I got this, got the part. And they're like, oh yes, would you like to be our Emmett? And I was like, my mom was with me. My mom was crying. I shed some tears. We got up and we started dancing. I danced with Danielle, who plays mom, Amy. And it was just such a pure moment. And I was just so thankful. I am thankful.
Did you know about the story before that you got an opportunity to play the part?
Yeah. So kind of, you know, the surface information, it was told to me from a younger age than what I am now, as kind of a cautionary tale, you know, a means to prevent something like that if ever happening to me. I just kind of knew like the overall gist and the turn of events, but going into this role and going into filming, it changed my entire outlook. It changed it. And I learned in depth about these two human beings.
Of course you did. And so I heard you say that you give 100% on every project. So is this your first starring role?
In a movie like this, yes.
Okay, so do you feel any pressure playing such an important person in American history?
Oh man, a lot of, you know, I get that question a lot. But for me, it wasn't any pressure. I felt so welcoming to the responsibility and the honor to be able to be the one to give this 14-year-old boy who's so crucial to our history and changed so many of our lives, a voice that he essentially never had. And that was just such an honor for me.
And did you also hear, and ladies, I don't know you, if you've heard this or not, but the actual woman that accused him, Emmett, she actually came forth, and I believe she's like 80 years old.
She did.
Came forth and said that she lied.
Yep.
And she wanted to, you know, at this age, she still wanted to release herself. But no prosecution, no investigation, no slap on the wrist, no nothing. Just, you know, so I'm glad that you're telling this story so everyone will be able to see what you now know as well, even in your generation. Congratulations.
It's such a miscarriage of justice when, you know, we're digging up all these other old stories and prosecuting people. Jalen, you work with a stellar cast, including Whoopi Goldberg and Sean Patrick Thomas. Did you learn anything from them, or what'd you take away from working with them?
Really, every day was a teachable moment. Not all the time. For me, not a lot of things can be, you know, are taught to me through like word of mouth or like verbally or lecturing. It's really just through, you know, the way they carry themselves and their work ethic. And, you know, Whoopi's like a person, an icon that when you see, you're like, yo, like, as Whoopi Goldberg. You feel what I'm saying? When I was around her, she never made it feel like that. You know, none of them did. Such amazing actors and such decorated actors. But it's always one thing that I always learn or gain from being around any great actor is the humbleness and the modesty. You know, being modest, and that's just one of the things that I carry with me everywhere I go. You know, and everything that I do, and just, you know, learning, absorbing everything I can from them. Especially Danielle, she is an actor that, you know, really entangles her soul and everything that she does, especially this, with it being such heavy material and really emotionally, you know, jarring. And I was just amazed at all the work that everybody put in, and it really changed me for the better.
You know, watching the trailer and seeing, we've only seen the horrific pictures of Emmett and then a smiling picture when he was alive, right? And the in-between and the personality, you forget that this was a young boy, and to see you, like, I'm already feeling some kind of way. Cause we all know how this story ends. You know what I mean? Like seeing, like, we don't think about this being a young boy and wanting to play with his friends and having all these kind of things. And the fact that, what do you want your generation to take away from this movie?
So, you know, everybody's going to take away something unique to them, you know, that changes them in a way only they know. But as far as my generation, I feel like it's the education of it all. Mm-hmm. This was something that I learned myself through this process, and not a lot of people will be able to say they were so vastly educated because they were working on the movie, you know.
That's right.
So the education, this is not something that I was taught in schools. Okay. This is not something that you know, it is this is information that will help you grow, and I thankfully got the chance to do that when going through this. But hopefully after viewing this, even if, you know, the younger generation, because I know, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of us don't really have, you know, the greatest attention span. But even if not after this, they go read up on it. But at least while watching it, they get to learn and be inspired, you know, to enact change.
You, young man, you are definitely on the hot list. You really are. You're on the Ebony 100 power list. You're getting you have other acting opportunities. You play Dylan James on the CW hit show All American. Tell everybody why they should check you out on All American.
Yes, All American got its fifth season. We're on the fifth season. So,
okay,
so,
tell them.
You know what I'm saying? That's just so that it's doing pretty good. So y'all got to check it out.
Oh, let me tell you something. My son and my husband, they watch All American faithfully. Okay. Yeah. In this house, All American is on every season.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Jalen, I just want to let you know, I'm looking at the chat. Everyone's so proud of you. Yeah. They are so impressed by you, your demeanor, how you are, and they're excited to see this movie as we are. So I just want to give you your flowers and ask you, what can we expect next from you? I mean, you are booked and busy.
Yes. Season 5 is out now of All American. Till will be out nationally in just a few days. I have a movie called Bruiser that is coming out on Hulu. It was just shown at the Toronto Film Festival. And I also have a show coming to Disney Plus called The Crossover, which was originally an award-winning book by Kwame Alexander, now converted into a series.
Wow.
Yes.
You better keep on winning. Jalen, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you check out Till in theaters everywhere on October 28th. And please make sure to follow this young king, young man, young star on
Hey, can I ask just in closing, Jalen, where can people find you at?
Yes, you can find me on all platforms at Jalen Emil Hall. That's JalenEmilHall. Jalen Emil Hall.
Gotcha.
Thank you. We're looking for you, baby. You're doing big things.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back with more Cocktails with Queens when we return. What an amazing young man that Jalen. We are super proud of him here at Fox. So we fully support you. You can come back anytime to promote your projects. All right, everybody. Now, if you have dark spots, it can often feel like a vicious cycle. As soon as one fades, another one pops up and it's a vicious cycle. Well, guess what? You can break the cycle with Clinique Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter. Now, this is a powerful serum that works on melanin-rich to fair skin and helps visibly correct dark spots such as acne marks while protecting from future discoloration. Now, 94% demonstrated an improvement in radiance and visible skin tone, including acne marks in 8 weeks. And you can see a 39% visible reduction in dark spots in just 12 weeks. Now, our damage eraser with CL302 Brightening Complex trademarked is now more concentrated with boosting technology to deliver dramatic brightening results, yet it's still gentle enough for all skin types. Now, it also features our proprietary brightening molecule in vitamin C for a more even looking skin tone, including acne marks. Plus, it improves the look of existing dark spots, including age spots, while interrupting the look of future dark spots too. Now, in just 2.5 hours, it helps quell redness from irritation that can trigger new visible spots and worsen existing spots. Now, this powerful brightening serum from melanin-rich to fair skin is set to visibly improve uneven skin tone and interrupt the look of future dark spots. Now, what is this product free of? Oil, denatured alcohol, SLS, SLES, sulfates, parabens, fragrances, and it's an oil-free, non-acneogenic, fast-absorbing serum developed by a dermatologist. So make sure you get the even better clinical dark spot interrupter this holiday season at Clinique.com. Once again, that is Clinique.com. All right, y'all, more Cocktails with the Queens coming up next. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I am reading all your comments in the chat. They said, did Lisa Ray give Claudia permission to wear that, her signature light?
Just so you know, Claudia, she gonna be telling you to send it to her afterwards. Okay.
All right.
She got no shame in her game when it comes to that white, y'all.
Oh, nope. Lisa Ray, yes.
I love that about her. She's so unapologetically about it.
She is. You know what? And it's shocking when she wears color, but she looks so good in him. So it's all good. She looks good.
Can I just, real quick sidebar, we got her to wear different colors just a couple of times. And you're right. She does look beautiful in color too.
That's right.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies, we have reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we face in our lives and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, ladies, our topic will focus on breaking away from the mindset that there's something wrong with women living our best lives instead of getting married and having a family. Now, our topic was inspired by Ava DuVernay's interview with Harper's Bazaar. DuVernay said this about deciding not to be married or have children. People are like, you're the poster child for being single. And I was like, great. But what I would prefer is that I'm the poster child for living my life on my terms and that there's a version of that for everyone. All right, what are your thoughts on what Ava DuVernay said? Vivica, let's start with you, because me and you are the only two without children here. This is us.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something about learning to ask women about not having children and feeling like they're unfulfilled. I'll never forget, I was at a woman's conference, and some lady, everybody was like, congratulations, you're successful, Vivica, you're doing this, you're a producer, director, author. All of these wonderful accolades for my success. And one lady just had to get up, but how you feel you ain't got no kids? Child, that whole audience was like, does she have the nerve? And it was a moment that went viral. So stop telling women that because they're either single and don't have children, that their life is unfulfilled. I have 6 beautiful godchildren that make me so happy. And child, I like told her, I don't think I do is spend an afternoon with them. And I know what to deal with that. I have a very wonderful life. And I'm happy. And, you know, for those that chose motherhood, good for you too. This is a day and time where women can do whatever they like. Stop trying to put us in a box to tell us what our happiness equals, because you're not in our shoes and neither are we in yours. Let people live. Mind your business.
And this is not Handmaid's Tale. We don't have to reproduce by law. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to. You know what I mean? It's not a selfish thing. And you don't know the many reasons why people may not or don't. You don't know that, just like being single. Single may be because I had made wrong choices, or I just have not ran into him yet. or I might not even know myself enough to have give myself over to a relationship. It's many different reasons again. You know what I mean? But that does not mean that you're not fulfilled. Hey, you can buy a one-way ticket someplace and it's cheaper than buying two. You know what I'm saying? You may meet somebody over there on that other side and you can't take sand to the beach. You know what I mean? So put a spin on this. And the spin is looking at it more positive than the negative downswing. That's perspective all day long. Change your perspective.
There you go. And Selena?
First of all women are mothers of the earth.
I know that.
All women have the God-given tools to be a mother and have a mothering spirit in them anyway. They have nurturing qualities anyway. And most of these women out here are mothering their men. Okay, then. So let me tell you something. They're still mothers. But okay. I think I agree totally with both Issa Rae and Vivica, especially Vivica. And when she says, let people live their lives. And we're not in 1960 anymore. That's an antiquated ideology that women must have children to be happy. And like Issa Rae said, there are women who can't have children. What about them? What about women who have had to put their career first, have had to be in predicaments where they don't have the right man to bear children with, and they made the right choice by deciding not to have children with a man that wasn't worthy to bear children with. So, you know, I have a friend who's very, very close, very, very close friend. And when I tell you they are hitting 50, they're married. And they told me, Selena, I said, you know, my friend, her name is Tamika. I said, why did you guys choose to not have children? She says, Selena, to be perfectly honest with you, we don't want to bring children into this world. Mm. And I was like, you know what?
Got
it. I can't argue with you. Got him, because the world, I mean, it's not really the type of place. And listen, I love my kids with all my heart and soul. I would never change it. You know, I would never change having children. But the type of anxiety, honey,
now that's
that
true.
Comes with having children. If a woman chooses that that's not what she wants for herself, there's nothing wrong with that. And she can totally have a fulfilled life with God children. Because I'm telling you, at least you get to take them back to the house, to the parents.
I am more paranoid.
You get to love and kiss up on them and take them back to the house.
I'm more paranoid now by being a grandmother of.
Yes.
My daughter Kai and I were talking the other day, and she was saying, remember when you would see kids fighting and you would get all out the car and stop them from fighting? And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. But I couldn't dare do that now.
No, ma'am.
Not at all. Because they've been and told me, woman, lady, get back in your car. And it's like, okay.
And they pulled out a gun.
The village kids anymore. You know what I mean? It's really hard because remember Miss So-and-so used to be able to take us by the ear on to the house and we get out
of the village.
You know what I mean?
I know so many people that are parents that are not good parents, not happy parents. And if they could do it all over again, if they're being honest, they wouldn't do it.
Ooh.
Mind your business, because some of those people were pressured by societal norms that at this age, you get married. At this age, you have kids. So they go through the motions and they do it, but it's not out of a love or a passion. It's out of an obligation. I'd much rather see women that have kids because they are dying to have children, who can't imagine their lives without children, not because of an obligation, an old-fashioned husband that demands that you do it. That is a job that once you take it on, there's no returning them things. You got to take that and be it's too important of a job. So you better be 1000% sure, not 85% sure, not 90, not 95, 1000% sure. And stop judging women and valuing women if they are with somebody's son or if they had a baby. Stop it. Cause you don't do it to men and it's not right. It's like, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you have a kid and you're not the best mother, cause you weren't really ready. Oh, why'd you have kids? If you don't have kids, you're selfish or you're barren or you're bitter or your womb, something wrong with your coochie. Ain't nothing wrong with nobody's coochie.
Well, guess what, Claudia? You could have, I play in both my kids and still have mommy guilt. You could be the most greatest woman in the United States and have a trophy for being a mother and you will still feel like you have failed in a lot of areas of being a mother. It's just, it is what it is. There's no real true handbook on how to do it. Every child is different and we do the best that we can, you know? So there is no such thing as the best mother in the United States. We've all made mistakes. I'm sure Lisa Ray can sit here and agree. As a mother, there's always something that we can say, I wish I would have did this better. I wish I would have did that better. My kids ain't even all the way adults, and I'm still doing that right now.
Me too.
So let people do their thing and let them live how they want to live.
I think
mind your business.
In closing from this conversation, happiness presents in many different ways. Mm-hmm. With some people, it's, listen, I can get on a plane tomorrow and go to the Bahamas, which I was actually thinking about going on Thursday if anybody wants to come.
See?
Or happiness is...
She's trying to get us to travel this week, y'all.
Or happiness is, my son has a game this weekend. He had a game and he scored 20 points. Or I love my grandbaby and I'm so happy. Or I booked another movie in another campaign. You know what I mean? Like, it's in different ways. It's in different ways. Like, let us be happy the way we are happy. Like, we get off on what makes us happy. So let us do our thing and don't judge us, because 50% of us have kids, 50% of us don't.
And guess what? And some of us can say all of the above. Some of us can say, I have children and I booked this gig and my son made 20 points and I got grandbabies and I got god babies. Some of us can say that too. And that's okay too. You know what I'm saying?
We can
and
have that's, all.
That's stressful too.
It's a new day.
Yes.
All the time. They're going to always say something. So you can, you know, you damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yes. Just like Claudia said.
And like one of y'all said, I think with Selena, we may not have all given birth, but we've all had all somebody on the teat and we've all been mothers of somebody else's son. I'm going to say, I'm going to leave it at that. We've been mothers of somebody's son. Okay.
Mothering constantly. Constantly.
All right, ladies. Thanks for sharing. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Don't be judging us. We good over here. We good.
That part.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, everybody. The Surreal Life brought you some of the craziest celeb moments in television history. Now on Monday, October 24th at 9 Eastern and 8 p.m. Central, the first celebrity social experiment is back on VH1. Now buckle up, because this season is surrealer than ever, as 8 unfiltered celebrities from all different walks of fame are forced to live under one roof, away from the spotlight of Hollywood. Now, these big personalities will step out of their comfort zones and reveal their true selves. You can expect to see Dennis Rodman, August Alsina, Tamar Braxton, Frankie, Manny, makeup artist, CJ Perry, and Stormy Daniels. Wow. Okay. I hope she talks more trash. All right. Connected and collide in an unexpected way, leaving reality fans on the edge of their seat. Now, trust me, things are about to get surreally wild. Don't miss the season premiere of The Surreal Life on Monday, October 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on VH1. This is about to be a wild show, ladies, don't you think?
Is there any shows left that can be without drama? Like, would anybody really watch a good reality show? It got to always be something that's going to be a cliffhanger or some type of drama or some type of shit talking or something.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, the world of reality, they know their audience. So you can't blame them for supplying the material that they know their audience loves to watch. I mean, I just think that, you know, right now we're living in such crazy times that when they come home, that's what they're attracted to seeing.
I will say this, The Surreal Life has some funny moments. Like, I don't really think that's a show where they're going to be fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be, I think that's going to be a show that's going to be lots. I think it's going to be fun.
I think it's entertaining, because when I tell you just from the cast that you read off, I was like, I want to see August. I want to see what he working with.
Well,
if it's an entanglement.
No more entanglement, honey.
All right.
Well, you know, I'm here for Tay-Tay. You know, I'm just here, you know.
It's going to be a good one. All right, ladies. Jess Hilarious got emotional after expressing her concerns about Krishan Rock's relationship with Blueface. Look at this clip provided by Mr. J. Hill Network.
So she think that's love. That's not love, Krishan. That's not love. Like, that gets me very emotional every day. Like,
wow.
All right. Yeah. What do y'all think?
Yeah. Because you know what? Real sisters, especially sisters that has been through some things, because if we just look at that clip, it was tearing her up because she can relate. And those relatable people are the ones that can deliver the message, because that's not love. Yes. And if you grew to feel like that is, then take a moment, let somebody school you on what love needs to feel like to you, because it's supposed to encourage you and motivate you and move you through life with a flow, not on the floor. You know what I mean? Okay. You can't do that, because I can't imagine someone that's saying to me over and over again, they love me, but then I'm waking up and I'm looking at you, you know, my black eye or my tooth done fell out, or I see viral moments that people has tagged me on to remind me just how hard you hit me, or how hard I had to hit you and disrespect you in public. It's just too toxic. That's and terrible. You need to know that's, you know, that you need to come out of that.
That's right. That's
not normal either. It's not right.
Vivica, what do you think?
I was so happy to hear her, you know, because usually Jess is very funny. She makes fun of funny moments that happen in relationships. And to see her get so serious and so emotional, I didn't even really know that those two were friends. So to see her basically try to reach back to that young lady who is having, in my honest opinion, a very toxic relationship, that she keeps on, the moments keep going further and further and further for her to say, listen, you know, baby girl, this ain't love. You know, a lot of us don't learn that until we get older and then we look back, because, you know, unfortunately, us growing up, we weren't shown those healthy relationships between a man and a woman. So you get that confused. Oh, well, he hit me. That means he really liked me, or he really cared for me. So I was happy to see that Jess had a serious moment and is at least trying to open her eyes. That's so, right. You know, sometimes you can lead a horse to water. They're going to drink it or they're not. But at least she is trying to share some gems and drop some knowledge on her.
Love it. Okay. Selena?
I'm really excited. I commend Jess for speaking up, especially when she spoke up about Zeus Network and how she's being exploited, you know, double time on, you know, both on two shows. But, you know, I watched this young lady and her relationship with Blueface, and it brings me almost to tears too, because I know what it's like to be in a situation like that. I myself was in a situation like that, and it's blinding. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's toxic. I was very young at the time as well. I was younger than her, but I know what it is to be, you know, in a situation where you're trapped, and you know, it's a mental trapping, and you know that the man that you're with is toxic, off the chain, you know. But it's crazy, because we're not in the you know, we're not privy to the pillow talk and the things that he's saying to her when they're alone and when they're not in the spotlight, and how he's manipulating her. And those are the things that is things like that that I know are traumatizing her. And until she gets someone that is close enough to really get into the infrastructure of what's going on, we're going to continue watching this. And I'm nervous, because it doesn't look like it's going to end well. It's dangerous, and it looks
allegedly scary. She has, you know, her family, she's estranged from her family, so there is no one that's pulling, up in the chain, you know.
Well, that's part of the vicious cycle, is isolation. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's got a lot of people that like her. This girl has people saying that she's become a bigger deal than Blueface. Like,
she's
quite a fan. Like, people love her charisma and her personality, and they are rooting for her. So you might not have the aunt, the uncle, the mom, the dad, but you definitely have millions of girls that are like, kind of like rocking with you, that kind of want to see you win. Mm-hmm. We really hope you get out of that toxic situation, Krishan, and get the help you need to heal. And speaking of healing and getting better, I don't think this person can. Did y'all, I want to just get this in real quick. The Georgia Senate debate between Herschel, I don't know what the hell he's talking about, Walker, and Raphael Warnock. Walker pulled out an honorary sheriff's badge that was found on the internet for like $15. He was pretending to be a police officer.
Honey,
take a look.
The people didn't even show up to the debate. When I tell you, Warnock was just standing there talking to himself.
One thing I have not done, I've never pretended to be a police officer. And I've never threatened a shootout with the police.
Well, and now I have to respond to that.
We are moving on, gentlemen.
I have to respond to that. And you know what's so funny? I am with many police officers. And at the same time,
Mr. Walker, excuse me.
Oh. Oh no!
Please let me go first. What in the Party City 99-cent store gadget did Herschel Walker think was going to go over when they have rules that they tell him you can do this, you cannot do that, Herschel? If you don't take that prop and put it where the moon don't shine, that little prop ain't gonna win you what you think you gonna get. You embarrassed.
It's Halloween. This is Halloween costume.
You see what kind of candidate he's going to be?
Well, already.
A man that put a gun to his wife's temple, beat her up, lies about abortions, had several women out there that had abortions by him, allegedly, and then still, even with receipts, you still lie. I expect nothing less from him, nothing more. We want to thank Jalen Hall for joining us tonight. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for a new episode of Brutally Honest with Jasmine Brandon Herschel. You ain't going to make it, son.
Sorry, boy.
When you have a busy afternoon but also have an appetite for adventurous new recipes, try Blue Apron's Heat and Eat meals that offer quick and simple meals without sacrificing fresh and quality ingredients. With 60-plus options each week, you can choose from an ever-changing mix of high-quality meat, fish, vegetarian, WW-recommended, and wellness offerings. Order now and get $110 off across your first five orders when you visit blueapron.com/unique.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.